Jared, if Kevin is indeed okay for Sunday, what does that add to your defense?
Stability, consistency. You know exactly where he's going to be, and you know he knows what his job is, and you know he's seeing about every block he can imagine, or you know you can imagine. So, you know, that's just it's an anchor point in the middle, and you know, again, it just provides consistency, you know, in that B gap. And
do you have any way to account for the pronounced struggles at Soldier Field for yourself and the team?
For myself, I've actually played pretty well at Soldier Field over the years. But the team, we haven't won since 2007, I think. It's got to change, to be honest. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's annoying where we can take the same team, we can bring them back to the Dome, and we can be successful against them. So, you know, I think it's about when you travel, you got to have your mindset on it's going to be tougher than what you think. You know, things ain't going to go your way. There's going to be some adversity. You got to play through that, and you got to understand why you're there. You know, we're not going to Chicago to go down and grab a bite to eat at Gibson's. You know what I mean? We're there to work, and I think, you know, when guys, you know, truly realize that, and you get in there, and after the ambiance, after the crowd and everything, it feels the same, and you got to play ball. And, you know, I don't know why we've struggled there. I mean, we've had some individual efforts. I mean, Adrian, what was it, 2007? Dang near rush for 300. I mean, we've had games. Typically, the games we're blowing out in the first half, and we start clawing our way back in, and we shoot ourselves in the foot somewhere along the way. So, you know, we got to play better. It's bottom line. We got to play better when we go to Chicago, and, you know, it's a huge game for us.
You talked to Jamarcus Webb about giving you 3.5 in that one game and falling just short of the record.
No, we haven't brought it up. You know, hey, I felt if we could have scored in that last drive when we got the interception, I would have had an opportunity. And I've actually watched that film a few times, and there was some time, you know, I had a couple opportunities. I hit him right when the ball was coming out. But, you know, wasn't the good Lord's will. He only wanted me to have the Vikings record. So, you know, maybe this year.
Have you talked to Jamarcus at all since he came up?
Yeah, we've just been clowning around, making him a part of our team. You know, stuff like that. I think, you know, I've never been one to kind of go and talk to somebody else about, you know, schemes and what they're going to do, and because obviously they know he's here, and you know, they know he has intel on him. But, you know, I go about my week the same way. I watch my film, prepare the same way, and sometimes you can try to get obtain too much information, and it can mess you up. So I've been successful with the way I prepare, so I'm just going to keep going at it.
Jared, when you have a quarterback struggling like Christian has, how do you sort of balance the patience of letting him come along versus the fact that you're in your 30s and you don't have a whole lot of time to wait?
Yeah, I think, you know, I have to worry about myself, honestly, as far as what I do and how I prepare and how I help our team win. I can't worry about what Christian's doing or, you know, what the offense is doing. You know, we have enough on our plate making sure that, you know, our defense is right. And, you know, that's why football is pretty cool. You know, I mean, you got to play as a unit. One struggle, and someone else has got to pick them up. And, you know, so, but yeah, as far as where it's going to be, again, you know, I try not to control it. I know we have an opportunity to win games. I know we have enough talent in each game to go out and win. And, you know, again, that's kind of coach's area of where he needs to go, how he needs to develop. All we do as a team is let him know we got your back. Keep encouraging him to get better. Keep encouraging him to work. And, and let the chips fall where they may at the end of the day.
Jared, excuse me, without giving away any secrets, what would you say is the book on Jay Cutler from an opponent's point of view?
You know, with Jay, I mean, I think you got to get pressure to him. If he can sit back there, set his feet, he's deadly, you know what I mean? And even then, even when he gets them, when he runs on his terms, when he gets outside the pocket and does things on his terms, you know, he's a very dangerous quarterback. So I think that the key to him is just, you know, really, you got to put pressure on him constantly. You got to be around him. You got to hit him, and you know, you know, I think that's, I mean, just like any quarterback. I mean, the more you can get pressure on him, the more you can get him focusing on the rush, or you know, missed assignment by an officer, or whatever it is. You know, then his eyes aren't downfield making plays that he's capable of making. So, for us, that's kind of what we see. But again, it's all for nothing if we don't stop the run. If we allow Chicago to run on us like Detroit did, then I mean, Jay can do whatever back there, because we're not going to know if it's going to be run or pass or anything.
Is he more or less easily rattled than other quarterbacks? Is he just like everybody else, or is there anything?
Yeah, I don't know if he's more or less rattled. I think he's a competitor. You know, obviously, you know, I remember playing against him in Denver and stuff like that. Back when he used to run his mouth back at the D lineman and stuff like that, that was always fun. So I think that's part of you know, of what you can do is, you know, he is a competitor, and you know, he's not just the silent calm type. You know, he likes to mix it up, and so you know, you can't hit him and you can't get him talking with you. Whether that distracts him more or not, I don't know. But you know, some guys it pumps up, some guys it distracts. But you know, as far as that goes, I wouldn't say he's, you know, one way or the other, easily rattled or not. But I mean, you can definitely get him engaged in the conversation.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared.
Have a good one.